It was an evening of heavy snow last night as three Elliott Lakers stepped up to the podium at City Hall to provide their input to the Public Services Committee. The lone topic on the agenda, the final transit study contracted in July 2023. The report preparation process included a public survey and an interim report. Local residences public input, establish a working group, public transportation is why we came here, level entrance buses for those with walkers or canes. Ms. Jeannie Meyer. Ms. Jeannie Meyer, a longtime member of the Accessibility Advisory Committee, AAC, said the AAC proposed the establishment a transit working group to review and refine the recommendations presented in the report, in view of local applications. This working group would serve as a crucial role in tailoring these recommendations to the unique needs of our city and its residents. It would bring together a diverse array of stakeholders, including but not limited to service consumers, transit riders, service providers and suppliers, members of committees aligned with transit changes such as age-friendly AAC and more, city council representatives and city staff. Meyer said, the collaborative effort would foster a common goal and facilitate the development of a comprehensive and inclusive application model that incorporates local perspectives. I respectfully submit that the creation of a working group at the AAC level with focus to the accessibility fine-tuning that is evident throughout the upcoming report would contribute to a robust locally tailored recommendation that council could approve, adopt and be proud of, Meyer concluded. Ms. Helen Manley. Ms. Helen Manley, an Elliott Lake resident of about 9 years, told the committee that she has always used the public transit for transportation in Elliott Lake. And also for 62 years in Toronto. I chose Elliott Lake because it had a transportation system. All the other places, Thessalon, Blind River, etc., had no transportation. So, for somebody like me, this was the place to settle down in. I'm grateful that we have a bus system in Elliott Lake, and it's not a criticism what the couple of points that I have. It's more constructive suggestions that it could be improved, especially for seniors, Manley said. Manley reported that she has observed more people using the bus since she arrived. She said it is because of medical conditions, hips, knees, Parkinson's, and especially eyes. They can no longer drive. Manley said the bus routes and changes don't always incorporate where people need to go. And she asked the committee, have any of you been on the bus that we have had for the last 3 years? A few months ago, one councillor challenged the others to take the bus themselves to see what the residents are talking about. Also in past meetings, councillors have asked the consultant if their staff have been on the bus in Elliott Lake. Questions are not allowed at public input. Committee Chair, Counts, Luke Morissette responded, Mrs. Manley, you only have 2 minutes. Manley continued, saying she would like to see buses with floors where people with walkers and canes can just go straight on. It's great that we have buses in Elliott Lake, but there could be some changes. Thank you, she concluded. Ms. Stella Waddington. Ms. Stella Waddington has spoken previously about public transit, advocating for improvements for seniors. Last night, Waddington said, I wouldn't be here, in Elliott Lake, if there wasn't a bus service. I would never have come here because all my life I've depended on public transit and it's never been a problem. Noting that the report was 90 pages, and the appendix, 80-odd pages, Waddington said that she did not go through the study with a fine-tooth comb, but she noticed some data that did not make sense to her. Question 9 of the report, has 47%, of the route's riders, are getting on, at a Washington Crescent stop, but only about 7% are coming back. So, that's obviously an error. And she cited another similar example at Pearson Plaza commenting, they can't all be taking taxis home. Waddington told the committee that the most important point in the report is, on the report page 42. It does say this, the steps at the front of the bus make boarding difficult. Consider the report and also consulting a diversity of residences MPL PhD candidate, Rachel Barber. An independent study of Elliott Lake public transit was conducted in 2023 by Rachel Barber, a PhD candidate in the Master of Planning program at Queen's University. The scope of Barber's study was accessibility to Elliott Lake healthcare facilities by public transit. It won a top award. That story is here. Barber shared her findings during a Zoom webinar, open to all. Some Elliott Lake residents and city staff attended the virtual seminar. That story is here. Elliott Lake Today reached out to Barber last week. Barber reviewed the final transit study and commented. Full text of Barber's response. In their transit system review study, Express provides a comprehensive overview of the current conditions of Elliott Lake's transit system and offers numerous recommendations to improve the accessibility and economic efficiency of the service, both of which are essential to maintain a sustainable transit system in a community that has experienced population decline and that is home to one of the nation's oldest populations. Attention was paid to various components of the transit experience, from bus stop design to bus fleet characteristics, to the length and efficiency of bus routes. Moving forward, it is my hope that the City of Elliott Lake considers these recommendations, while also consulting a diversity of residents to ensure that changes made to the transit service are representative of the needs of the community. Outcomes last night. Counts. Rick Bull, chair of the Accessibility Advisory Committee, motioned for a working group to be established. Prior to the vote, Counts. Merrill Seidel noted the motion did not specify when the group was required to be established. The motion was carried. The Public Services Committee also received, accepted, the consultant's report and passed it forward to council. The next regular council meeting is scheduled for Monday, January 27. Previous story. Final transit study report to be presented on Wednesday.